We ran. We ran for our lives. There was no time to wait for the lift, so Tanya dived for the escalator. I threw myself after her, hurtling down the moving staircase. I looked round. There were two security guards at the top of the escalator. When we got to the bottom, they were still only halfway down after us, so we ran again, my heart banging in my chest. We were getting near the entrance, getting nearer, getting there, getting away. Tanya suddenly stopped dead. I saw her staring. I saw what she was staring at. More security men, talking into their radios, spreading out, waiting for us. "Quick, into one of the shops," said Tanya, darting. But we weren't quite quick enough. There was a hand on my shoulder, two hands pinning my arms.
"Hang on now, little lady," said a voice.
"Run, Tanya!" I screamed at her. But they had her now too, one each side of her, and she was caught. I was caught. Everyone was staring and pointing. I heard the word thief. I kept trying to open my eyes up wide because I so wanted it to be another nightmare. It couldn't really be happening. "Not her! Not the little one!" Tanya said. "It's nothing to do with her. She's underage anyway. Let her go. You've got me, isn't that enough?"
Every day is so wonderful, and suddenly it's hard to breathe. Now and then I get insecure from all the pain. I'm so ashamed.
We were both taken back up in the glass bubble lift. And I couldn't believe that only 15 minutes ago we'd been so happy. Now I had men holding me as if I was a criminal. They marched us back into Indigo. The boy with the blue eyes was standing with his arms folded, shaking his head.
"Yeah, that's them," he said.
"We haven't done anything," Tanya yelled. "We were only looking at your crummy stock, trying on the boots and that. We haven't nicked anything." We were taken through to a stockroom at the back. A female security guard came with us and asked us to give her anything we'd taken.
"We haven't taken anything," Tanya repeated.
But the security lady reached forward and tapped the soft bulge of Tanya's stomach. The blue knitted sweater fell out onto the floor. It was even more scary when the police arrived. A man and a woman in dark uniform and police hats. I cowered away from them, snivelling.
"So, who's this little shrinking violet, eh?" asked the policeman.
"Give over, you're frightening her," said the policewoman, putting her arm round me. "Don't cry now. What's your name, eh?"
"Mandy," I wept.
"And how old are you, Mandy?"
10.
"She's got nothing to do with this. She's just a little kid who tagged after me," said Tanya fiercely. "Let her go." The policewoman patted me gently. "Well, we're certainly not in the habit of taking prisoners as little as you, Poppet. In fact, as both the girls are so young and your property has been recovered, do you still want to go ahead and have us prosecute, sir?" she asked the boy with the blue eyes. Tanya and I stared at him pleadingly.
"It's strict Indigo policy. Shoplifters are always prosecuted," he said, folding his arms. "Half the time it's kids like these two. They need to be taught a lesson."
I listened to the policeman cautioning Tanya.
"We're really being arrested," I whispered.
"We're not arresting you, pet," said the policewoman. "You'd better come along to the police station with your friend, though, and tell us exactly what happened. And then we'll get your mum to come and take you home, okay?"
"But you're arresting Tanya."
"I'm afraid so," she said. When we got to the police station, we were taken into a big room with a desk and a bench.
"Huh, the custody suite," said Tanya, looking round.
"Sounds like you've been in one or two already," said the policewoman.
Tanya gave her a tiny, tired smile and sat down heavily on the bench.
"Ugh, what's your mum gonna say, Mandy?" said Tanya. "She'll kill me." "What about your own mum?" said the sergeant sternly. "Well, you better phone Pat, my foster mum. She'll be going spare anyway, wondering why we're not back. Now look, Sergeant Stockton, I've got to make something clear. The little kid over there, she's just a kid over the road. She's looked after by my foster mum while her mum works mornings. She tags round after me." We do go round together, but I swear to you, she's never nicked a thing. She's a real little goody-goody. She comes from a lovely family and she's never ever been in any trouble before. She's only here because of me. So you'll let her go, won't you? You won't even caution her? The sergeant smiled at Tanya. It's okay. She can go home as soon as her mum comes.
What about Tanya? I asked. Will she be able to go home too?
Eventually, said the sergeant. Juvenile court, here I come, said Tanya.
Is that like prison? I whispered, terrified. They won't lock you up, will they? Oh, Tanya, I can't stand it if they take you away. I've got to keep seeing you.
Oh, get real, Mandy, said Tanya. Your mum isn't going to let you come near me now, is she? No matter what.
I've lived this day in a thousand ways, but there's a flaw to add to my list. Go on, squeeze a little more.
Mum was white and shaking when she arrived. She didn't say anything, but I saw the way she looked at Tanya. I knew Tanya was right. I started crying again then because I couldn't bear it. Mum phoned Dad when we got home, and he came home straight away. I had the two of them talking to me all afternoon, saying how sad and sorry they were, saying they felt so ashamed, saying they couldn't believe how I'd deceived them going off on these shopping trips with Tanya, saying they couldn't bear it that I hadn't told them about Tanya's shoplifting.
We're terribly upset and disappointed. But we do realise it wasn't all your fault, darling, Mum said.
Come on, little Polly Pigtails. It's all over now, said Dad.
But what about Tanya? I said. Tanya's my best ever friend. I can still see her, can't I? Oh, please. You've got to understand. I just have to see her.
Late in the afternoon, a car pulled up outside the Williams' house and Tanya got out with a young woman.
I've got to see what they're going to do to her, I said.
But they wouldn't let me. So Mum went to see Mrs. Williams instead. When she came back, she looked strange, startled.
What is it, Mum? What's going to happen to Tanya? Has she got to go to court?
Mum nodded.
They're going to take a full case history. They're going to take her background into consideration. It's likely to take weeks. For now, she's got to go to a children's home. Her social worker's there now, helping her get her bag packed.
She's going now, I said.
Then I've got to say goodbye to her.
No,
you're not going near her, said Mum. I'll just say goodbye, I said. I've got to. You can't stop me.
And I was out of the living room and out the front door before Mum and Dad realised what was happening. I charged up the stairs and into Tanya's bedroom.
Hi, Mandy, said Tanya flatly as she watched the social worker cramming her things into plastic bags.
If you feel sadness sweep you off your feet, don't hold in single that you feel, don't be ashamed.
Oh, Tanya, I said, rushing to her. You're really going?
I tried desperately hard to think of the right thing to say, but there were no words to put things right.